Mr. Bellapianta?
Here.
Mr. Netz?
Here.
Mr. Muckford?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
We're here.
Mr. Arcamone?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the March 6, 2019 meeting?
No moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Are there any disclosures of ex parte communications?
None here.
None.
No.
Okay. If you're going to be speaking today, please stand and be sworn in.
If you're here for a case or you think you might speak, if you'd stand up and please raise your right hand. Do you and each of you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Thank you. Our first case this morning will be AI 11. Be case number 2017-120862. It's a request for reduction. The City of Palm Coast versus Manuel J. Alvarado, 23 Farragut Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program. Good morning, sir. Is Manuel J. Alvarado here or a representative?
Morning.
State your name and your address, sir.
Manuel J. Alvarado.
What do you have to say in reference to the case, sir? Asking for a reduction.
Correct.
What reduction are you looking for, sir?
I know it was 514 of the
So as a code enforcement officer, has this gone to a Massey? Okay. Next question is, this is a residential rental program violation. So you have communicated with him during the whole process? He's been working with the city.
I have a big order. Everything's
any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Mr. Chairman, just for potential guidance, in the statutes and as adopted by our code, to some of the factors that this board can take into consideration in making your decision today are the following. This is in the statutes. The gravity of the violation, number one. Number two, any actions taken by the violator to correct the violation, which you've heard about today, and then whether there's any previous violations committed by the violator. Those are in the statutes for you to consider when you want to reduce the fine, if you want to reduce the fine.
What was the amount of the Massey hearing determination?
$3,500.
Do the records show he has other things that he's done wrong pending in the past?
We just really want to deal with this residential rental program issue right now. He may have taken care of the other ones properly. So let's not get into that part of
it. No, I was just reacting to what the city attorney said in regards to how well he had paid, if he paid any others in the past. That's all.
That's why I asked the code enforcement officer if he had discussed this with him before. He's said that he's been cooperative, so that gives you some idea. Are there any other further questions? If not, I'll ask a second time for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we reduce the Massey fine to $500 based on the fact the testimony we received here today.
Will I hear a second?
I second.
I have a motion and a second to accept a reduction down to $500. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir. Our next case will be AI 22. Case number 2018121033, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Diane M. Johnson, 35 Youthorn Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district. Good morning, sir. Is Diane M. Johnson present? Please state your name and your address. And what do you have to say in reference to this violation? Thank you. mistaken when the code enforcement officer explained the case. He advised us that it still hadn't been corrected the last time he went out there. And when was the last time the trailer was parked there? The city is looking to charge you $50 a day. If the violation continues, that could get awful expensive. Are there any further questions from the board members?
The city has given you 5 days to completely remove the trailer, store it, and not to bring it back. Otherwise, it's $50 starts on that sixth day.
Personal opinion is we don't want to hear excuses for a violation or a trailer being parked there. We want to see the violation cleared. So if you look at the code for the city, it says that commercial vehicles or trailers cannot be parked there. It doesn't say when I'm working on my house. It doesn't say when I come home late. It's not supposed to be parked there. To correct the violation so you don't get charged $50 a day, you have 5 days to correct that violation. Are you willing to correct that violation? Are there any further questions from the board members?
Sorry.
City's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a fine order C, giving you 5 days to correct the problem or pay $50 per day until the problem is corrected. Administrative costs in the amount of $69. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir. Our next case is AI 21. Case number 20180308826, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Paul F. and Rhonda E. Walsh, 44 Utah Place, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D, nuisance, missing garage door.
It's working.
For Rhonda E. Walsh present.
Hello, everybody. My name is Maxwell, and I'm
said you put it under contract yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Is it a short sale?
Yes, sir. We have engaged a short sale process. I've been in contact with the company as well. I did submit as of this morning. The last thing that we needed was the actual contract for the funds, which again, I have with me a copy of it. I have to verify and have that in the records. That was all we needed. I've gotten all the documents I need from the homeowner. All of that's deceased. That was one of the initiatives that she has not really verified in the ownership. All deceased. And we've got this death certificate. We've got her hardship letter. Everything is signed as it by the mortgage company or contractor.
So you should expect an approval or an acceptance by the mortgage company within a week?
The goal is to get that maybe within a week, possibly 2 weeks. The game plan on the hard scope of the process is 35 days, and that process began 2 weeks ago. So
what's the date on the contract for the closing?
I believe it's 5-8 is the date that I put on there, and that's just conservatively. We can close early.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
You say that how long have the squatters been there? Is Rhonda Walsh still there?
No, Rhonda's not there. In the past of drug activity, you know, stuff that is going on, people that are in addiction lives, and it is what it is. But Rhonda's not there. She could not handle that being around her. She did. It was just an uncomfortable environment for her. These were her friends. Her sons have been through terrible stuff. And, you know, it's been friends that have come there that have stayed and overstayed their welcome. And just, you know, she's not as strong as she could be. You know, I'll just say that. And she tries to help. It's the state. How it is, they're not there legally. They don't have a lease. We do intend to have a real lease signed. We'll have one of the owners of the property, the future purchasers, have an early move-in is our game plan. And once that person's in the house, then we can begin the eviction process with a more keen our eye on the property type of situation type of sense.
Are there any further questions?
How long will it be before the squatters are gone, you think?
As soon as possible. Really, as soon as we can get someone in there. I don't suppose that they would want to be staying there more than a week or 2 hours on the property.
So are you asking the board to continue this hearing?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm just looking for an extension here so that we can get this resolved. You know, garage door is a pretty minor fix here. Again, our main concern, though, is once we initiate and get someone in there, are they going to retaliate and say, oh, yeah, you put your garage door up, let's knock this thing down?
Does the city have a comment on that?
Well, just two things. Number one, the city would request that the extension, be, based upon what we've heard this morning, be, I think 60 days would be reasonable. To fulfill the actions and steps that I've heard described this morning. Also, just for the sake of the record, if we could get copies of the documents that you referenced so that we have those for our file and also have contact information. If you could provide your contact information, sir, to the code enforcement officer. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we continue this hearing for 30 days to see if we can get compliance with the garage door and if they can get the squatters out of the property.
In your motion, are you saying that the $50 per day is to continue during that continuance?
Yes. I'm not making a motion to reduce the fine or the penalty, just to continue the Massey hearing for 30 days to see if we get compliance.
Is it in 30 days, that's going to add a substantial amount to the base.
Deal with that if there's a request for a reduction in that fine at that time.
Do I hear a second?
For a point of information, the city attorney said 60 days would be reasonable?
It's up to this board, but we believe, based upon what we've heard this morning, that 30 days, we may be back here with the same exact situation. Just for the sake of efficiency, I think 60 days, if it comes back in 60 days and they haven't fulfilled the responsibilities they described this morning, then we'll be in a better position to move forward and take final action. 30 days, we may just be having the same discussion.
I'll amend my motion to 60 days.
Second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir. Please keep the department up on what's going on over there so they can make sure that this, if any more complaints come in, that they know exactly where it is. Thank you. Our next case will be AI 27. Case number 201811124. City of Palm Coast versus Joseph J. and Sherry Murtaugh, 66 Westminster Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance tarp on the roof. Straight fee. Is Joseph J. or Sherry Murtaugh present? Morning. State your name and address, please. Okay. What do you have to say in reference to the case, sir?
Replacing the entire roof, or just you rip off and replace? Something in writing from the roofer confirming that.
Has a permit been obtained? Has a permit been obtained?
I am not sure.
Is your roofer a licensed contractor?
Thank you.
Does the city code officer have a comment on the testimony about perhaps needing 30 days for compliance?
State code that that licensed contractor is under, 489-126, if you've given him a deposit of more than 10%, he is required under his license to pull a permit within 30 days and to complete the job within 90 days. He hasn't done either one of them, so you might want to use that as something to beat on them with. They need to get a permit on this property or the fines are going to continue. Are there any other questions?
In my defense, may I ask you, the city is holding a portion of that money from the
hasn't done anything, so he shouldn't have any money or use any of the money.
This board doesn't give legal advice or any other kind of advice. If you would, they're only here to determine if there's a violation.
I'm concerned that this is going to go on and on and on because he hasn't pulled a permit. He knows he has to pull a permit. There's a building department in every city and county that requires him to pull a permit before he starts any work. Hasn't pulled a permit, so as far as the city is concerned, he's not doing anything for you.
Well, we got 2.5 weeks till he starts replacing this. That's the 22nd of April. Should have a permit. It should be filed right now. I would take him right by the hand and march him down to the office.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion. Going once.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a C fine order, giving you 1 day to remove the tarp or pay $25 per day until the tarp is removed or a permit is pulled, and pay administrative costs in the amount of $69. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you, ma'am. So ordered. Okay. I have AI 14. Thank you. Case number 20170818 35, a reduction, a request for reduction. The City of Palm Coast versus Danielle L. Williams and David J. and Kim A. Riker. 9 Regina Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 14-114A, Rubbish, Trash, and Garbage. Good morning, Joe. Danielle L. Williams or David J. or Kim A. Riker present?
They'll need to be sworn in.
Okay. Could you raise your right hand, please, and be sworn in?
Do Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
And what do you have to say in reference to the case? Is the property in compliance now? Are there any further questions from the board members?
I'm just curious, this picture we're looking at, does that make it in compliance or out of compliance? Because I can't.
It's actually now in compliance.
With all that stuff around the corner of the house?
That's
asking. I can't tell. Okay. Thank you.
What are you looking for as a reduction? According to the code enforcement officer, you have corrected the problem at this point. Are you committing to the board that you are going to continue to keep this problem or to continue to avoid this problem? Recommendation from the board for a reduction, or do I hear a motion with a recommendation? This is a $22,500.
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation but reduce the fine to $500.
You're making a motion to reduce the fine to $500?
Yes.
Okay.
You're reduce the fine to $500 or to reduce the fine $500?
No, to reduce the fine to $500 total, plus court cost.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to reduce the fine to $500. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, what is your lucky day? So ordered.
Mr. Muckford, over here. Can I get the respondents' names for the record, please?
I believe it was David J. and Kim Riker. Okay. And? Okay. Danielle Williams and David Riker.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Are you here for a case today, ma'am? Okay. Did you sign in?
No, I wasn't aware of
it. I had to be sworn.
Yes.
Yeah. Back over towards the wall. Set up a budget for
$22,500. That's pretty good, then. That's, I understand. I understand. There's a lot of poor people in Palm Coast.
Okay, our next case is AI 28, case number 20181-21134, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Jessica Lynn Lax, 23 West Ridge Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. The
Is Jessica Lynn Lax present?
Yes.
State your address, please, and your name.
Jessica
Lynn. Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to these violations? For the last 20 minutes or so? You heard some of the cases and some of the amount of fines that are out there for people that don't comply?
Yes, sir.
We could get into the same situation with this if it continues. What we as a city, what we as a board are looking for is that the violation, if it is determined to be a violation, is corrected.
And remains correct.
And remains corrected. we don't want to see it corrected today, and then a month from now, we see the violation come back. Do I have any other questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order. With administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am. Let's go to case number AI1, case number 20181213 8, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Philip T. Pingshaw, 6 Burn Place. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district. Good morning, sir. Questions from the board members.
There's been no repeat to this since January the 2nd, then.
Okay.
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI3, case number 20190101 4 3. The City of Palm Coast versus Michael and Sonia P. Atkinson. 13 Evanston Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108G, shed, fence, wall maintenance.
Thank you.
questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 4, case number 20181214-6, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Michael and Sonia P. Atkinson, 13 Evanston Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 41-17A5, trash containers. Questions from the board members.
Has been any comment from the owner as to why they leave the garbage cans out for 3 or 4 days?
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
All right. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 7, case number 20180805-35. It's a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Yvonne M. Green, 13 Pine Grove Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with photos. This case was heard on the 5th of December, 2018. The order was signed on the 12th of December, 2018, giving 1 day to comply or a fine of $50 per day until the property comes into compliance. The property is currently still in violation. The property was in violation from December 18, 2018 to April 2, 2019, a total of 106 days at $50 a day for a total fine of $5,300. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey Motion G, still in violation with the fine to continue until the property is in compliance and administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
City's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 12, case number 20190100044. A repeat violation, the City of Palm Coast versus Charles and Anita Bloom, 18 Felter Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
Thank you.
was the administrative cost? Thank you.
That was fine order
D.
D. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 13, case number 2019-010681, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Angelina DeVito and Gordon Todd Nabel, 25 Freneau Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking. Questions from the board members?
I'm surprised he's not here when he's looking at a $14,000 charge, but he's had any comments? These are the cars that were unlicensed in some cases, right?
I'm here.
Just bought them for salvage?
Barbara Grossman, Code Enforcement Manager for the City of Palm Coast. This has been an ongoing issue for quite a few years. The case is now in bankruptcy. So we're awaiting the bankruptcy courts to...
little chance of getting $14,800.
I'd rather do the other.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Move city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 15, case number 2018061039. It's a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Suzette Garcia and Tyler Hurry, 29 Rolling Sands Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-110A7, roof in disrepair. Questions from the board members.
Have you made any comment to this? Because this is only a couple of shingles. We're not talking a major re-roof.
Are there any further questions from the
board? Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered.
Now
our next case is AI 16. Same address, case number 2018-040167, also a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Suzette Garcia and Tyler Hurry, 29 Rolling Sands Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
Respondents not present, code enforcement officer,
questions from the board members?
Same question. He's looking at now at $7,500 plus, and for a $5 registration fee, he can make $2,500 go away.
And you could fix the roof too.
Oh, come on. Get up there.
Are there any further questions?
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 19, case number 20180800093. Massey case, the City of Palm Coast versus Chantel Clark. 20 Smollett Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth. And because of the address, we're not going to let this case go.
All right.
Good morning, sir.
Smollett.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 20, case number 20180800094. Also a Massey case, the City of Palm Coast versus Chantel Clark. Same address, 20 Smollett Place. Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable vehicle. Questions from the board members?
Well, by any chance, is this a rental? Is this a rental property?
No, sir. It's owned by the
further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 25, case number 20181201. A repeat case, the City of Palm Coast versus Cassandra Realty, Inc., 33 Wellwater Drive A, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
Thank you.
questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 26, case number 2018120903, a repeat case. The City of Palm Coast versus Cassandra Realty, Inc. Same address as previous case, 33 Wellwater Drive A, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking. Questions from the board members.
I have a question.
What is the violation?
Parking on the
okay,
grass.
Okay, it's not obvious from the photograph.
That's what I was going to ask.
Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 30, case number 2018120996, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Marion C. Whitlock, 61 Becker Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Has Mrs. Whitlock or Ms. Whitlock made any comments to this? Accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 31, case number 2018120997. The City of Palm Coast versus Marion C. Whitlock, same address as previous case, 61 Becker Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulations.
The record is not in the record, but I will be able to
questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 35, case number 20181207 46, a repeat case. The City of Palm Coast versus Monica T. Mears, 36 Bressler Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulations. Questions from the board members?
Just curious, why was the previous case withdrawn? Same property, similar?
She put her trash cans away and...
Yes, they did. And then, again,
are there any further questions?
Make a motion to accept the city recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 36, case number 20181207 51, a repeat violation. City of Palm Coast versus Monica T. Mears, same address as previous case, 36 Bressler Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 41-11A, trash containers. $50 per day for how many days?
50 days.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
He's got $7,500 worth of fines in front of him. The violations. And he doesn't seem to care then. Doesn't get through.
Are there any any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
One nay.
And the reason being that the trash containers just look like part of the rest of the accumulation. It's kind of hard to separate them out.
So they were camouflaged.
Yes.
And our next case is AI 40, case number 20190100051, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus John Barrett, 44 Cooper Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, unlicensed vehicle. Questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
A motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 43, case number 20181205 56, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Mark J. Bunk, 6 Curtis Court A, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B. Parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m. Questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 44, case number 20181205 56, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Mark J. Bunk, same address as the previous case, 6 Curtis Court A, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H. Unlicensed vehicle.
For the record, this is not present. I'm going to go over to John's staff and proceed to Palm Coast.
questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Are there any unfinished business? None. Any old business? Any new business?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Under new business, I think this comes under new business. I would like the board to consider asking our code enforcement office, if at all possible, that when we get these requests for reductions in fines, that there be some type of a notation as to whether or not the violator attended the Massey hearing. What I'm seeing is that we get these requests for reductions once they think we're serious about imposing a fine on their property. Up until then, they have total disregard for the code enforcement office and compliance. It'll weigh heavily, I think, in my mind, as to whether or not we consider a reduction in fine if, in fact, they disregard us all the way up to this hearing and then request a penalty, a reduction in penalty. So I'd like to have, if possible, and I'm not sure it's possible, but I'd like to have a notation on a reduction that says that those people did attend the Massey hearing. I think you're going to find they never do.
The one couple we had here, I know we've heard from them before because they accumulated all that stuff and they were trying to sell it. She was clearing out storage sheds and whatever she could accumulate, she put in her driveway trying to hold garage sales every day as a way to earn money. They had no other money.
The code officers can certainly testify whether anyone was here for the Massey hearing, and if for some reason they forget or don't, you can ask. So, but they can also...
I just thought it would be easy when we prepare the agenda to say that they were in attendance at the Massey or weren't, you know. Just something to consider.
I'll give Barbara a call and ask her if she can fit that in some way, according to what Mary said. Maybe, you know, either have the code enforcement officer bring that information forward or we can ask them.
Okay.
Chairman, Bob Romeo, code enforcement officer, that can be done. That's not a problem. We can note it on the prep sheet or some way to let you know that they've been present for the Massey.
Good enough. Thank you. Our next code board meeting is May 1st, 2019. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Whoa.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 That's right.